Hello everybody, welcome back to Daf HaShavua Ksubas, Daf Pei Daled. And we're going to begin from Pei Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. Five lines from the bottom. Amar Rav, Halacha Ker B'Shem Gamliel. What did B'Shem Gamliel say? B'Shem Gamliel said that if a person makes a siluk and says he's not going to be Yerush his wife, it doesn't work. Why? Because you're a Masna Mashkas of a Torah, Yerush HaSabal is Min HaTorah, and you can't be Mafkiyet. So Rav says the halachas like him that it doesn't work, but lemitame not for the reason he gave. So what does that mean? My halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel lemitame. Ilay my halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel da amar. The halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel who said in Mesa Yerushena that if she dies your Yerusha lemitame the ilu Rav Shimon Gamliel sabar. Masal mashikasa b'tera tonight batal. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if you make it tonight, amashikasa b'tera tonight batal. Rav sabar tonight kayim. And Rav says it's nice kayim because sava yusha sabal dirabanan v'chacham masach chizik l'dreim yesim shel taira. And Rav holds as far as if it would be a deraisa, then it would take a work actually because tonight kayim. But Rav disagrees because he holds that yusha sabal is dirabanan. And by drabanan, on the contrary, it's even better than taira. Cham asu chizik l'dreim beis mishal taira. Now we're beginning daf pei dalet. So Yomar says, no, v'sabu Rav t'nai kaim. Rav holds that if you're mas tamash, akasu v'taira, t'nai kaim, v'ha itmar. Harim l'chaver al menashe in l'chol alayin, no. If you make a tanai with your friend that the mekach that I'm going to be doing with you, this sale, you have no tviya v'ayna on me if I overcharge you. Rav amar yesh le'al v'ayna, it's tanai bottle. And he does have a tviya v'ayna, he could demand if he overcharges him. Shmuel ain lo'al v'ayna. So it's a mechalik Rav and Shmuel, whether a masa masha kosa b'tara by mamanist discussion, is it tanai bottle or not? Or do we say it's mechila? That's a mechalik is there. So Ella, so you see, he holds tonight bottles. That can't be an option. Ella halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halacha is like Shimon Gamliel. The Amra masa masha kasa b'tera tonight bottle. Halacha is like Shimon Gamliel who says that if you're masa masha kasa b'tera, that's not his bottle. But lavintame not for his reason. Either Rav Shimon Gamliel sover meisi or shana. Shimon Gamliel holds that if she dies, you should be yerusha. Rav sover meisi lo yerushana. And Rav disagrees with the halacha. He says his meisa he won't be yerusha. And why would that be? Because, as Rashi explains, because Rav holds that Rosh Sabal is not the Raisa, it's the Rabbanan, and he doesn't hold that there were also Chizik, so it actually works here tonight. So, Dr. Mara, the problem with that is that he doesn't have a problem with Rav Shmuel's reason, he actually agrees with his reason. He just doesn't agree with his halacha because he says it's not the Raisa. Allah has to be like Rav Shimon Gamliel that the tanai doesn't work, and if she dies, he are Yerush. But lav mitame, why? Because Rav Shimon Gamliel says the whole reason why it's bottle is because the masa mashkas of b'tara is tanai bottle. But by drabanan obi tanai kaim. The Rav savar filled with drabanan tanai bottle. Even if it's only drabanan, it will be tanai bottle because of asu chizik l'devrayim kishal taira or yesim kishal taira. So the Gemara says that's not what he said. Rav said, "Hi Kitame Ukel Chazehu." That's agreeing both this is reason and is halacha. Rav Moisehu. Rav is just adding. Ella halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Amar and Meis Yerushana. Halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel who said that of Meis Yerushana. Lav and Tamei just not like his reason. Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava Yerushas Habal is the Raisa. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Yerushas Habal is the Raisa. V'chol Masta Mashikasa B'Torah Tznoi Bottle. Rav Sava Yerushas Habal is the Rabbanan. He disagrees with him because he holds that Yerushas Habal is the Rabbanan, and therefore it doesn't apply Masa Masha Kasa B'Torah. But anyway, he agrees with his halacha because of Chacham Masa Chizik Dereim Kishal Taira, and that's why it makes it batal. Now the Gemara says, but one second, Rav Sava Yerusha Baal Drabanan, and Rav holds that Yerusha Baal Drabanan, well, Tanan, Rabbi Yechim Rekha, Aymer HaYerush is Ishtai. If someone's Yerush his wife, Yachsel B'nei Mishpacha, he has to give it back to the Mishpacha V'yinakla Min Adamim, and he'll get money for it. Avina Ba, Mikasa, what does he hold? Because of Yerusha Baal Drabanan, if Yerusha Baal Drabanan, my Yachsel, we have to give it back. And E Drabanan, if Yerusha Baal Drabanan, and for some reason you don't get to keep it, so then my Abedatai, why do they have to pay? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and they should just get it. So Amrav Lom Kasav Yushab al Daraisa. Really he holds Yushab al is Daraisa. But we're talking back again to Rishtai Ishtai Beis HaKvaris. The Kvar, what he got was Yerush from her was a Beis HaKvaris, and it's their family plot. So Mishum Pikam Mishbacha Amrabban Lishko Dami Ulahara. Because of Pikam Mishbacha, The Rabbanan said, take money and give it back. But so what does it mean, you subtract money? Dmei Kevar Ishta, you don't have to, you can't charge them for the Dmei Kevar Ishta because he's obligated to bury her. If a person sells a basic virus and all the other things that come along, they can force it and undo the sale because of Pagam Mishpacha. So here too, the Chachamim require that you give back this Yerusha in order to protect the Pagam Mishpacha. So Rav, the Gemara says, he was only saying that according to Reichem Mimraka, he holds the Yerusha Baal Zeraisa. But he himself doesn't agree, and he holds the Yerusha Baal is not Zeraisa, it's only Drabanan. So now, basically, after the dust settles, Rav said, that you can't be mevatel the Yerusha with a Tanai, but not because Masa Mashikasa Vetera Tanai Batal, because Yerusha Baal is really a Drabanan, that it's also Chizik Ledevrei. Zakta Mishta. Misha Meis V'Hiniach Isha Baal Chai V'Yarshin. Someone who died, and he left over a wife that has a Tviyah V'Ksuba, Baal Chai, who has a Tviyah because he owed her money, and then the Yarshim, his Yarshim. So V'Hai L'Pikadin, and there was money that he had given as a Pikadin to someone, a Milva, or he had lent to someone, and now they all three want to get it. So B'Yarachayim. So V'Tarfin Eminas L'Kashel Behen. V'Tarfin says you give it not to the Yarshim, you give it to the weaker one, which is either the woman or with their ksuba or the Baal Chayv. The Gemara is going to have a machlokes, which one is considered weaker. And Rabbi Kiva Amar Emar Achman Bedin, what kind of rachmanis we're having to give it to the weaker person? It goes to the Yarshim. Why? Shekolim Tzrichim Shvua, because the other two, if they want to get this money, they have to swear that they weren't paid up. Well, that's halacha. If you take the chsei yisem, you have to swear. And the Yarshim Tzrichim Shvua, but the Yarshim don't need a shvua, so they get it. If he left over pairs that were not attached, whoever grabs it first is Zaycha. Zach Saisha Yoser Biksubasa. If the woman took and it was more than what was owed to her, or Balchayv Yisrael Chayver, the Balchayv took more than was owed to him, Hamayisa, what do we do with the extra? You give it to the weaker one, which is whoever's the Balashtar, the Balchayv or the woman, whoever didn't take it. And Aymer again, Aymer Achman Bedin, El Inas L'Yorshim, you give it to the Yorshim, Shukum, Tzrichim Shuva, and Yorshim, Tzrichim Shuva. Now, Igmar is going to say, Rabbi Kiva is only saying this to Reb Tarfin, but he himself holds that it didn't work. You can't be Typhus Paris, Hatlusha Menakarka, because he already said in the first part of the Mishnah that anything that's around goes automatically to the Yarshim, so Tfisa is not going to help either. He's only saying in L'Divrei Reb Tarfin that holds that Tfisa helps after Misa. So Zok Yomar, Lam Lila Mista Milva, Lam Lila Mista Pikadin. Why does the Mishnah have to give two cases, one Milva, one Pikadin? Tricha, Ditana Milva, who would say that he was owed, but Hakam Rav Tarfin, that's where Rav Tarfin says that it doesn't automatically become the Yarshim. Mishnah de Milva Laitzah Nitna, because the Milva, there's no money ban, it's Laitzah, so therefore, he holds it's not automatically the Yarshim, and that we can discuss who should get it. Alpha Pikadin, Disa Be'ena, but Pikadin, which is still around, Eim Moedel Rav Kiva, that it automatically is the Yarshim. Ditana Baha, Ha, and if it would only say Pikadin, we would say, Bahakam Rav Kiva, that's where Rabbi Kiva says it's automatically Yarshim. Av Bahach, but by a Milva, maybe might have a tarfin that it's not automatically Yarshim. Tzricha, that's why we have to say both. Ma'al Kaishal, who's Kaishal? Rabbi Yosef Rechanin, I'm Ma'al Kaishal Shabariah, the one who has the weaker Raya, which means the one whose shtar is more mu'uchar, and he wouldn't be able to be tired for the kuchos that were sold before. So that's just, it could be either one, whichever one came later, the shtar chayv of the Baal chayv or the ksubas isha. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar al ksubas isha, it means ksubas isha, mishum chena, because we're worried that women should get married and they should have chayn. So therefore, they should care about men, and therefore we always can treat her as the weaker one. So Ketanai, it's Mokhay Sanayim, Rabbi Naman, I'm Melkashar Shabarai, whoever has the weaker star, because it's later, who kasher, as long as it's a kasher star, Rabbi Lazar, Melk Subsish, Mishum Chinah. Vayter Hanich, Payer Solution, Rabbi Kiva, my ear, Meiser, who cares if there's money left over? Kulu Namadi Yarshanabi, he holds all the payers will go automatically to the Yarshan because they don't need a Shua. Marcel Nechanami, it's right, that's true, that is what he holds, but Vayidam Rabbi Tarfin Meiser, being there, Rabbi Tarfin doesn't hold like that, and he was talking about the Meiser, Tana Iu Nami Meiser, he disagrees by talking about the Meiser, but essentially he holds the whole thing. Let's turn the page over here. Pay down on the base. Rabbi Kiva Tfisa behind the clouds. Does Rabbi Kiva hold that it never helps Tfisa of the Nechasim of the father? So I'm Rav Nachman who stops Mechaim. It does help, but only if your typhus before the guy dies. Then you can keep it after he's dead. But not after he's dead. It's too late to be typhus. It's automatically the Yarshim. And according to Tarfin, that it doesn't automatically become the Yarshim. Where were these pairs? Because if it was in their house, it does become theirs. Rav Mishmul Dar Mitarvayav Husham B'tziburim Menucham B'shus Rabim. It has to be actually in Rosh Hashanah. Totally no shaychus. Avu B'simta. If it's in an alley, that can actually become yours if you need to. Alai, Rabbi Yechon Rosh Chodesh Ami, Tamei Afilu B'Simta. Even if it's in a simta, it's still not theirs, and you can take it. You can be typhus. Doin Dainik of Tarfin, there were Tayyanim who passed by Tarfin, and they allowed the Ksubas Isha or the Baal Chayav to be typhus. Vahad Rosh Chodesh Lo Uvdumina, and Rosh Chodesh said, you're making a mistake, and you have to pay up for your mistake. You made of this psak of Rabbi Akiva that it goes to the Yarshim like a deraisa, so that it means to say that when they make a mistake, it's a tov b'dvar mishnah, it's chayzer. It's not a tov b'dvar mishnah, it's not chayzer. So let me talk about Marasav a tov b'dvar mishnah chayzer. One whole tov that if you make a mistake in something that's a mishnah, which is tanaim, it's chayzer, and they have to either pay up or just goes back and they don't keep it. Marasav a tov b'dvar mishnah and a chayzer. The Gemara says like the kuli am a tov b'dvar mishnah chayzer. Everybody else will make a mistake in about a mishnah, it's chayzer. Halacha malka mifkiv. Here the machlekes says Marasav alacha Rabbi Akiva mechavei rai. Even though alacha is like Rabbi Akiva from whoever he argues with, but below me rabbi, not from his rabbi, and Tarfon was his rabbi. Marasav alacha afilu me rabbi, alacha is like him, even though his rabbi. Therefore, it's a tov b'dvar mishnah, it's chayzer. Or everybody agrees that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, but not against his rebbe. But one says Rabbi Tarfon was his rebbe, one says it wasn't. Or everybody agrees he wasn't his rebbe. One says that halacha like Rabbi Akiva was said, and therefore it's a mistake. It wasn't said halacha. It said like the chachila you pass like Rabbi Akiva, but after the fact, if someone did like Rabbi Tarfon, you would not require the money to be given back. Craved Rabbi Yechanan, toughest part, he asked me, Misimta, the relative of Rabbi Yechanan, was typhus, the para of the assignment that was in a simta. Also, commanded Rabbi Yechanan, I'm Lush Abitavis to it. He said that the simta works and you can keep it. Also, commanded Rabbi Shemelakash, I'm Lush Zilu Ahadrle. You have to give it back because you don't paskin like Rabbi. Like I'm tarfin. Also, came to Rabbi Yechanan, so came to Rabbi Yechanan, I'm Lush, I asked what should I do, should connect the Chalakalaya, but the Rishalak is arguing on me and he has a point. Hahu Bakra, they asked me. There was the Bakra, the ox of Yisayimim, the Tafsi Tura Minayu. I'm sorry, a Bakra was a, he was a shepherd. And he was Typhus the Shar Minayi from them. And Balchoyv Omar, so he who was a Balchoyv, said, Michayim Tivisna, Lay, I was Typhus it while it was still, while the father was still alive. Ubakra Omar La'achar Misa Tafse. And the Bakra said that he was Typhus it only La'achar Misa. Okay, I'm sorry, I made a mistake over here. So the Bakra was watching the ox, and then the Balchoyv was Typhus it. The Balchoyv says he was Typhus in Michayim, and the Bakra says, it's not true, you were not Typhus in Michayim, you were Typhus La'achar Misa, and it doesn't work. Also, the of Nachman, Armelu Lay Isl Chasadi the Tafse. Is there Adim that he was Typhus it? And then, even if we don't know when it was, or Michayim or not, but first, has it at least established that he grabbed it? Amalelab, no, we don't even have Adim that he grabbed it. So, Amalu, if so, Migu de Yachal Laim and Okul Chibiyadi, being that he has a Migu. And he could say that I never grabbed it, I bought this. He can deny the whole grabbing. Yachal Nami Laim and Michayim Tavis. And then he could say, okay, it's true, I grabbed it, but I was Typhus at Michayim. You're saying basically he's a muhzig, and we hold that Goydris, your chazaka doesn't work on Goydris because you allow them to wander. So therefore you can't have chazaka on it because obviously you could have just picked it up. And we go by some marikama, so he's not a muhzig. Mar says, no, Shani Tura, an ox is different to Masir Laraya, it's given over to the Raya, and there you could have a chazaka on that. The Benesia Tafas Amsa Diasmi, the Benesia, where type is the slave of the Simon Misimta from a Simta, Yasar Abivar, Rachnina Bar Papi. Rabbi Yisrael Gnafkov, Yasar Rabbi Abagabayu, Amrulu, Sharpet of Astui. It's good that they grabbed it. Amrulu, Rababin, Misham, the Benesia, Nino, just because they're powerful people, they're Benesia. Machnafisulu, you're doing Hanifa. Hadon Dainikrib Tarfin, we know that Dayanam had passed like Tarfin, I had a Rishlak Shuv Domina, and he made them pay it back. So here too, they will have to pay it back. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good night, a wonderful Shabbos, and a Chag Chashuv Sameach.